Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll look at a creation of some creature which we do not know anything about in the West, and believe it or not, as we're going to see in the end of our study, that Muslim scholars also do not know anything about these creatures. And the reason is very simple, is because these creatures do not exist. So it is Quran chapter 15 and verse 27, as Allah stated, and we created the jinn before from the blazing fire. Obviously, if you know the context of the verse in the previous verse, Allah is talking about the creation of human. In verse 26, we read, and indeed we created the human from dry mud, from black molded mud. By the way, as we have maybe mentioned that before, whenever Allah repeats whatever subject He is talking about in the Quran, Allah always comes up with new words, new information about whatever He is talking about. This is not just concerning any specific topic, but all topics, as Muhammad repeats himself throughout the pages of the Quran. So as example, we see here the creation of human. It was from dry mud, from black molded mud. And if you look at the rest of the verses of the Quran, when Muhammad talk about the material from which Adam was created, Muhammad always used different material. For example, in Quran chapter 22 verse 5, we read, O you people, if you were in doubt of the resurrection, so surely we created you from dirt. Notice here, Allah stated in the Quran that He created the human from dirt. But in Quran chapter 32 and verse 7, we read, Who best created everything, and He began the creation of the human from mud. Notice here that Allah created human from mud. But in Quran chapter 55 and verse 14, we read, He created the human from clay, like the fukhar, which is a non-Arabic word which means butters, from non-Arabic word of Syriac origin. If we go together to Quran chapter 96 and verse 2, we read, He created the human from a cloth. So the question we must ask here, what material did Allah use to create the human? Was it dirt? Was it mud? Was it clay? Was it cloth? What did Allah exactly use to create Adam? The answer is only Allah knows. And by the way, if Muhammad repeats the same story of the creation of the human, Adam and his spouse, you will find that every time he repeats the story, he used different material. Why? Because it was not written. Muhammad never wrote the verse of the Quran when he talked about these stories. And every time Muhammad repeats himself, he forgets what he said before. That's why he come up with new information. Similar to that is the repeated stories of Muhammad in the Quran concerning the creation of al-jinn or al-jinn. I'm not going to be talking today about the creation of Adam, but we simply will concentrate our study on the creation of the jinn. That is spelled J-I-N-N. All right, so what about the creation of the jinn? He was created before Adam. How do I know that? It's very simple, because Allah said, and we, that is Allah, created the jinn before what? Before the creation of Adam, which we read about in verse 26. Now, if you want to know exactly what is the time for the creation of the jinn, which happened before the creation of Adam, we read from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, who stated that Allah created the jinn 2,000 years before He created Adam. Now, how did He know that? It's very simple, because Muhammad said so. And if Muhammad said so, it is true. Now, this itself is a problem. Why? Because we know from the Quran that Allah created the whole world, everything above us and below us, in 6 days or 8 days. According to the hadith, the saying of Muhammad, actually 7 days, but he forgot to mention the creation of the heavens, which according to the Quran took place 2 days. That will make the creation of everything in the universe simply in 9 days. The least amount of days for Allah to create the universe is 6 days, and the largest number of days is 9 days. So we ask the question, how in the world Allah was able to create the jinn 2,000 years before he created Adam, if he created everything at the most of 9 days? And what was the material from which the jinn was created? According to Quran chapter 15 verse 27, he was created from blazing fire. Now I'd like to take you to another location of the Quran, that is Quran chapter 55. And in verse 15 we read, and created the jinn from pure fire. In Quran chapter 15, 27, Allah said he created the jinn from blazing fire. Now in Quran 55 verse 15, he created him from pure fire. And you may think Allah created the jinn from the same material, maybe just Muhammad used different words in the Arabic language. No, believe me, when we go to Muslim scholars' interpretation to what is the blazing fire or the pure fire, you'll come up with many different opinions. Why is that? Because Muslim scholars do not know what actually Allah meant by what he said about the material from which he created the jinn. Now, who is the jinn? According to Ibn Kathir's interpretation, he stated that the jinn is the father of all the jinn, as Adam is the father of all the humans. And he gave us a little bit more information about these creatures by stating that some of them are Muslims and some of them are infidels. They eat, they drink, they live, and they die just like the sons of Adam. But then Ibn Kathir, the great Muslim scholar, makes a statement, which you're going to see, this is what I'm trying to tell you, from which I know that Muslim scholars do not know anything about the jinn. Because he stated, as for Satans, they're not Muslims. They do not die. As for the pure fire, he said, it is the fire of hell. So now we know that the jinn, who is the father of all the jinn, was created from pure fire, and he is not an angel. He is not Satan. He is a different or separate creature. They eat and they drink, they live and they die, they have children, just like human, except they're different creature. Now listen to what Ibn Mas'ud, that is a great Muslim scholar, said. He stated that the fire from which Allah created the jinn, he said that the jinn was created out of one of 70 parts of fire. So now we're not talking about just or one type of pure fire, we're talking about 70 different ones. And that fire, it is like the fire which can exist inside the belly of the animals, and it will come out of its nose as they breathe air, and it is fire. Then Ibn Kathir said, as for the wise one, wait a minute, are you trying to tell me that Ibn Mas'ud is not a wise man? I'm supposed to receive the entire Quran from that man, Ibn Mas'ud, and you're telling me that he's a fool? Yes, indeed. Ibn Kathir stated, but the wise one knows, if jinn have flesh and they have babies, but we do not see them nor their babies, then it will be acceptable to us to believe that they are mountains and we do not see it, and they are trumpets and they are drums, which we do not hear their noises. So in one way, Ibn Kathir is mocking the idea that they are jinn and they marry and have children and they live and they die, and some of them are Muslims and some of them are infidels, just like human, but we do not see them, by saying that does not make any sense, because if that's true, then there are many other things which we cannot see and we cannot hear, which do exist for other creatures. Now, if you look with me at the word jinn throughout the Quran, you find that it actually exists in 22 verses, not counting the two verses which we just have read, because these two locations are talking about the jinn, the father of the jinn, not in general the word jinn, which is plural form. It is jinn, J-A-N, not J-I-N-N. Two different words spelled differently. By the way, when we translate these two words, jinn or jinn, from Arabic to English, we actually translate them in the same way. That is J-I-N-N. When we read these verses, we read the word jinn in it. You find now Muslim scholars, or maybe Allah himself, is confused between are demons jinn or not. is Satan an angel or a jinn? Because throughout the Quran, you may see Satan as an angel or you may see him as a jinn. And that is the total chaos in Islam. Because Muslim scholars and Muslim in general do not know any truth about the jinn or Satan himself. And that is a great evidence that the jinn do not exist.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
As a matter of fact, the only place we can see the jinn and understand that creature, it is in the movie Aladdin. Remember when Aladdin went down in a cave and the cave closed on him and it got so dark and he could not see, and somehow he saw that lamp, oil lamp, and he started rubbing it to clean it up so he can see what was written on it. And behold, out of the lamp, that genie came out who said, "Ho, ho, ho! 10,000 years! And that is when he started talking to Aladdin and give Aladdin the great privilege to ask for 3 requests, and he was able to accomplish these requests for Aladdin. And you can learn more about the genie if you just watch the movie Aladdin. But beside that, there is no existence whatsoever in any writings of any theologian, not Jewish, not Christian, not Buddhist, not agnostic, not any writing about any people groups in human life who talked about the jinn except in Muhammad's writing of the Quran. And as I said, when you read all that which is written in the Quran, you will find yourself totally confused. Let's talk about these verses. In Quran chapter 6 verse 100, we read, "And they..." Who are they? These are the infidels. These are the mushrikeen, the one who worship more than one God. "And they made to Allah partners the jinn and their creation. And they made up for him sons and daughters without knowledge. Praise be to him. Him he is Allah. And he is exalted above what they describe." Some polytheists made the jinn and their creation to be partners, to be worshipped beside Allah. According to Muslim scholars, they believe when Allah said, "And they made up for him sons and daughters," they're talking about the jinn. And they did that without knowledge. And I do not know why. I mean, we just read Ibn Kathir stating that jinn are like humans. They live and they die. They marry and have children. Some of them are Muslims and some are not Muslims. So where is the problem here if the jinn have sons and daughters? And those people worshipped the jinn and they worshipped their sons and their daughters. Then somehow Al-Tabari gave us this wonderful interpretation from Al-Sadi, who stated that the Arabs made to the angels daughters of Allah, and the Jews made Azir, which is Azra, a son of Allah, and the Nasara, he meant the Christians, made the Christ to be son of Allah. And all that is simply lies, for Allah does not have sons nor daughters. But wait a minute. The verse which we read in Quran 6:100 is not talking about Allah have sons or daughters. We're talking about the jinn, the creature which Muhammad inserted in the Quran, which other Muslim scholars assured us that they are like humans. They have wives and children and sons and daughters, and they live. Some of them are Muslims and some of them are infidels, and they die. So what is so hard is I don't see anything wrong for jinn to have sons and daughters if they truly exist. Maybe I'll have a problem for people to worship them, but what is the problem for Allah to say they created to him sons and daughters without knowledge? No. According to Muslim scholars themselves, yes, jinn have sons and daughters. Now I'd like to move to verse 112 of Quran chapter 6. Before I read that verse to you, I have a bold statement which I wrote in my translation, which states every prophet has enemies who are Satans of both humans and jinn. This statement is full of confusion. But let us read the verse of the Quran together. 6:112, it reads, "And likewise we made to every prophet enemies, Satan of humans and jinn." So I don't understand now. Are jinn have any connection with Satan? Because now we see that the enemies of the prophets are two kinds of Satans. Some of them are the Satans of humans and others the Satan of the jinn. So I do not understand. We know what is the Satan of the humans. That is the fallen angel who took one third of the angels with him, who is really the true enemy of the believers. Not for those who do not believe in God, because they are his followers. Satan always attacks the believers, not the sinful people of the world, because a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. But who are the Satans of the jinn? Are they the jinn themselves, or are they some other creature which causes the jinn to sin against Allah? After all, we know that jinn, some of them are Muslims and some of them are infidels. How the infidels among the jinn became infidels unless they were somehow seduced by some other creature like the demons for the humans or Satan for humans? There must be another type of demons for the jinn which causes them to sin against Allah, not believe in Allah, and become infidels. Now I'd like to confuse you a little bit more by going to verse 128 of Quran chapter 6. For there we read, "And a day he," that is Allah, "will gather them together." Them here are the jinn. All the jinn will be gathered. And here is what Allah will say to the jinn. "O assembly of jinn, indeed you took a great number of the humans and their friends from the humans, said, 'O Lord, we enjoyed one another, and we have reached our set term, which you have set for us.'" He said, that is Allah, "Your dwelling is the fire. Abide in it forever. Accept what Allah wills. Surely your Lord is wise, knowing." What are we talking about here? We're talking about in the day of judgment, when Allah will gather all the jinn. And there are three sets of words here according to the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari. The first one is, Allah is talking about the jinn who have seduced and causes the human to sin. Wait a minute. I did not know that before. I saw jinn is just another creature like humans, like angels. No. They are actually the ones who seduce humans. They're the ones who causes human to sin against Allah. And now Allah is telling them, you have done that with a large number of the humans. And there's their friends from among the humans, those who like the jinn, will tell Allah, "Oh Allah, we have enjoyed each other for a while until our time comes, which is the time of death." How they enjoy each other? When you read the interpretation of Muslim scholars, they're just making it up. For the humans said, "We used to call on them to be our guide, to be our help." And how the jinn enjoys the human? Oh, they felt so good because the humans were calling on them. Really? Is that enjoyment? What a strange relationship between the humans and the jinn. But Allah said he will put them, all the jinn, in hell. But he did not say forever. He said for a while, for whatever Allah chooses. And I love it how Muslim scholars will tell us, oh, no one can argue with Allah. No one can dispute with Allah's decision. He is wise. He does whatever he wants to his creatures. Imagine with me, if the jinn here is demons who causes human to sin, and they're going to go to hell for a while, that means they will be out of hell afterwards, which means they're going to be left in the paradise, because that is a concept in Islam. Human will go to hell for a while, and they will be taken out of hell and go to paradise. And obviously, that is only for Muslim believers, not all humans. Because the rest of the humans, when they die, they go to deeper hell, the other six hells, and they will never come out of it. So somehow, here's a jinn who, it seemed to me from the reading of that verse, are demons, because they are the one who causes a human to sin. They're going to go to hell for some time, and then they will be out of it. Now, let's move on to verse 130 of the same chapter, chapter 6. For there we read, O assembly, by the way, we have a bold statement here before the verse, which states, the Quran teaches that Allah has sent messengers to the jinn. Imagine with me now, not only the jinn are like humans, they marry and have children and they live and they die. Some of them are Muslims and some of them are infidels. And we found out that the wicked ones will go to hell for a while and then they're going to get out of hell. But actually Allah sent to them messengers like Moses, like Abraham, like Noah, like Isa, like Muhammad. Here we go. Verse 130 of Quran chapter 6. O assembly of the jinn and the humans. Allah here is speaking to the human and the jinn. Have not messengers come to you from among yourselves, relating my verses to you and warning you of the meeting of this your day? Allah sent messengers to the jinn, from among the jinn. Prophets from the jinn to the jinn, as Allah sent prophets from the human to the human. And these prophets have told the jinn the verses of Allah of the Quran, as Muhammad told the humans the verses of Allah in the Quran. What a great imagination. We will pick up that verse, Lord is willing, as we continue in our study in our next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.